USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as Congressman Elijah Cummings has died, the Maryland Democrat, 68 years old. And a tweet from his office says he passed away this morning at about 2:45 Eastern Time at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. The congressman, they say, had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. Again, Congressman Elijah Cummings is dead at 68.
I think it's a very sad commentary on the President of the United States.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there after storming out of a meeting at the White House with President Trump, saying that the president had a meltdown during a discussion about the problems in Syria.
That he doesn't have enough confidence in what he is doing to listen to other points of view.
Trump later tweets Pelosi has something wrong with her. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Teachers in Chicago going on strike today. Over 25,000 of them picketing after the Chicago Teachers Union rejected a contract offer from Chicago Public Schools. Classes and activities have already been canceled for today, though some schools will be open to give students a place to go. Knocked out in the ring, and now he's passed away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York boxer Patrick Day has died after suffering a traumatic brain injury during a match over the weekend. He was knocked unconscious during the 10th round against Charles Conwell on Saturday in the Wintrust Arena in Chicago. He went into a coma after undergoing brain surgery, but never woke up. Patrick Day was 27 years old.
The Washington, D.C. City Council is to hold a public hearing today on a measure that would decriminalize prostitution in the nation's capital. This is USA Radio News.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA's Chris Barnes reports a media mogul may be planning to give the Fox News Channel some competition.
The Hollywood Reporter was the first to report that the merging CBS Corporation and Viacom's vice chairwoman, Sherry Redstone, has quietly been exploring a plan to launch a conservative TV news outlet that would square off with the Fox News Channel. Pluto, which Viacom acquired in March for $340 million, would be rebranded, according to sources, as a streaming conservative news and opinion channel. It's also been reported by TV Newser that Redstone has approached current and former Fox News personalities about such a plan. However, Deadline reports that it was told by a spokeswoman for Viacom that that company has no intention of launching a TV news channel, conservative or otherwise, and a spokeswoman for Sherry Redstone also denied that such a channel is under consideration.
President Trump invited Republican and Democratic leaders to the White House for an update on the Syria situation, but it didn't go well. Speaker Pelosi, Senator Chuck Schumer, and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer were a bit speechless, describing what the president said.
He said the communists,
some of ISIS were communists,
and you would be happy.
That might make you happy.
That might make you happy.
Yes, we walked out.
At that point?
No. At the point that
when he started calling Speaker Pelosi a third-rate politician.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.